This is the Amateur Fanboy Podcast with your hosts, Chase Aguirre and Mike Artaza. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
It's been an event, a very eventful
weekend
full of surprises and excitements and fantasy cries for some people. Mm-hmm. I guess we'll start with what we're doing today. Before we jump into some news really quickly, we are going to actually do a fantasy draft, but it'll be an actual league, which will follow through weekly for the next, the season on what we're doing. You'll see who we draft today. You'll see basically, what we'll do, who we start, who we pick up. And, Chase and I will be on one team together kind of figuring out what we know right now. In 5 minutes here, we're going to have a draft. And pick six.
Can you see what the what the roster construction is?
It's a standard PPR league, so it'll probably be normal rules. Normal.
Like one quarterback, two running backs, two receivers, tight end, flex. How many bench spots? Kicker, defense?
Probably five bench spots. We'll find out here soon.
Okay, I just want to put it before I put this into this mock that we're doing.
But yes. So right now we're going to draft six, and at this point, my strategy is probably going to be take a top receiver, and then take, we're probably going to take some running backs in the next couple rounds.
Yeah, I would say so.
At this point, to me, in the top four, of course, you're going to get one of the backs.
Yeah.
I'm still drafting Zeke. If Zeke's there, probably at six, we'll take him.
Yeah.
Then... if he's not, top four are gone, then we'll go receiver. If we were at, 8-9, I also should say this is a 10-team league, so it's not a 12, which I prefer, but we're doing 10 because we both also have kind of a 10-team leagues this weekend, so we kind of trying to prep ourselves as well in a real, scenario.
Yeah.
I personally like drafting at 8, 9, and 10. Well, 8-9 because of the turns. It just makes it a little easier than drafting in the middle.
Right.
But, that's what happens. We end up drafting in the middle. I'm probably, if, Zeke's gone, we're probably going to, DeAndre Hopkins or Devontae Adams at six. So
I would say so.
With that, we have a couple more minutes before we start this. We'll start with, the big news that we heard of.
Yeah.
Andrew Luck retiring, which is probably the biggest surprise since... Michael Jordan retiring, going into baseball.
I was looking at a few people's opinions and a few people's thoughts on it. I don't think we've really seen anything quite like the circumstances, if you will. Based off injury, based off how young he is, Michael Jordan, and the kind of retired in his prime, but
his was a different NFL, circumstances.
This just doesn't happen. It just usually does. Okay.
But not for starting quarterback. Not for a
starting quarterback.
One of the better quarterbacks in the league.
Like Rob Gronkowski, okay, that's fine. Other players have retired early, that's fine.
Usually not in the quarterbacks.
Not in the quarterbacks, exactly. And that's where I think this has been different. And I think it's interesting from the aspect that now the Colts are going to have to start Jacoby Brissett. And the draft is already passed. Everything's already passed, so now they're gonna have to roll with Jacoby Brissett, and they're gonna have.
I don't think it's the worst scenario with him. I think he's a decent quarterback.
No, I don't think he's a bad quarterback at all.
He's one of the better quarterbacks in the league. I don't know. He's not Andrew Luck.
That's no, exactly. Thing. And my thing is, if you don't win a Super Bowl, would you almost be better off maybe trying to tank?
The problem with that. Is they're too good to be terrible. Like, you have to be terrible to get a top five pick.
Yeah.
They're going to be... look, if they don't make the playoffs, it's probably not going to happen. But they're still a very talented team. They're probably drafting 15, 16. I don't know. They could move up. They have some assets. They can go up and get, Herbert. If they believe in Fromm, they could probably get him there at 15 true. Or 16.
The quarterback class in this coming draft will be deep.
It'll be deep, but it's not... I don't know if they're going to be better than what they've got. I really think Jacoby Brissett can actually solidify himself as the starter long-term. His contract ends at the end of the season.
I think he can, too. I'm high on Brissett. I think he can be great. I still think he has a chance to take this team to 10-11 wins. I still think the system's set up. You know, he's got the weapons. He's got Ebron. He's got Hilton. He's got Mack. He's got Naeem Hines in the backfield. That defense is better. Mm-hmm. I mean, he does have everything set up for him. So, I mean, you know, he couldn't have walked.
He couldn't fall into.
There you go.
A better situation.
He couldn't fall into a pit. Look, better.
If you're basing off of 2 years ago when he was starting the whole season mm-hmm. because of Andrew Luck's injury.
Right.
Look, that team is completely different. The offensive line wasn't very good. That defense wasn't very good. Mm-hmm. They didn't, you know, outside of T.Y. Hilton, they didn't really have any weapons.
Yeah. Oh, last time he started.
Last time he started for the whole season. I think this team is filled with, you know, one of the better offensive lines in the league, mm-hmm. a good receiving core.
Right.
They have good tight ends. They have a decent enough defense to get by. I still think they can make the playoffs.
Oh, I think they're fine.
Look, to me, I thought the Colts were my Super Bowl pick.
Yeah.
Or at least to make the Super Bowl in the AFC West. Mm-hmm. Or AFC, sorry, not the AFC West. Now I'm kind of pivoting to, I think the Chiefs are probably going to be the unstoppable force this year.
Chiefs and the Patriots.
I think the Chiefs, I could be wrong there, but I don't see a team at this point that's going to be able to stop the Chiefs. A second year, look, defenses are going to be able to pivot on you know, what Mahomes' weaknesses and things like that, but that they have too many weapons. If things had fallen off with Tyreek Hill, if he got suspended, if, you know.
You know how I feel about Tom Brady. I don't like Tom Brady. I think he's got to fall off at some point. Our draft's actually about to start. But I just think until he falls off, until he's done, until he's
sure.
Like,
I mean, he did get Josh Gordon.
I still would pick the Chiefs, you know, over the Patriots right now because I think their offense is better. Mm-hmm. And I think their defense will be good enough. But, you know, it's going to be interesting.
It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. But I'm really, if I had to put my money, it's going to be on the Chiefs at this point.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt.
To make it to the Super Bowl.
I would agree.
On the NFC, it's a lot harder to kind of pinpoint a team.
There's literally probably like 6 to 8 probably really truly solid teams. But you can make a case from pretty much anyone.
You can make the case for 3 teams in the NFC North alone.
Yeah.
So
you're correct.
The Rams, the Seahawks, who you don't even know about, the 49ers, we don't know about, you know, the Eagles, the Cowboys, there's a ton of teams. So,
yeah.
But I think in the AFC, it's kind of broken down to one team. But on the Colts end, on fantasy, what do you expect from, you know, Marlon Mack, Eric Ebron, T.Y.?
I would still be trying to get T.Y. as my number two. I don't know that I would take him in the third round now. I'd probably take him in the fourth or the fifth.
Mm-hmm.
But there will be someone, obviously, they'll probably take him as their number one. So, you know, it's a blessing and a curse. Because there will be guys that take a chance on him still, so you can't get the value. But on the other hand, then that'll fall other guys to you. I think the same thing with Marlon Mack. Marlon Mack will probably go anywhere from the 6th to 8th round now.
I don't think so. I think he's going to continue to go pretty high.
You still think he's going to go?
Not that I would draft him.
No, I'm saying where I would draft him.
Yeah, I would have to take him as my flex play.
I would say my flex or my number two
running back. He's going
at best. But I need to have...
No, I would not get him as my number two.
If I take him as my number two, that implies that I have one of the top 4 running backs. I would be fine with having him as my number two if I have a Zeke or a McCaffrey or a Saquon Barkley or an Alvin Kamara. But if I have David Johnson, I don't know that I would take Marlon Mack as my number two to go with David Johnson.
Marlon Mack right now is going in the 4th round. I would not take him there.
No, I wouldn't. I agree. No. I would take him in the 5th or 6th. Yeah, 5th or 6th at the earliest.
Look, there is some signs, though, that he is going to be the every down ball carrier on 3rd down. They're not going to bring in Naeem Hines off the field. But I'm not sure that offense is going to be good enough to, you know, it's not the same as Andrew Luck. I think he's good enough as a flex player.
I think the guy that takes the biggest hit is probably Eric Ebron.
Yes and no. I think the big question with Eric Ebron for me is that he's basically only a red zone threat.
Yeah, and that makes
I think
it tougher with Brissett.
Yeah, he's probably not going to get as many touchdowns, but I don't see him being terrible.
Right.
But we're going to start the draft here in about a minute and a half. We're waiting for, it looks like it's going. So far, Saquon Barkley went 1. Then Alvin Kamara. So we have a couple more picks, and somehow we ended up with the 9th pick, and I thought we had the 6th pick.
Well, I guess we're ended up in the
never mind. But yeah, I guess we can whatever falls to us. So Christian McCaffrey's gone. Basically, my strategy here is to either get the best running back or the best receiver available. You know, based off the tiers that we see.
Honestly, the draft went about so far.
Todd Gurley just went. That's weird.
That's interesting.
Zeke went. Todd Gurley, DeAndre Hopkins. That was basically my target at six. Was DeAndre Hopkins? I feel like that's where he should be going. David Johnson. Look, I like to take a receiver fairly early because then I don't have to worry about that number two spot or that receiver spot for a couple picks.
Now, we'll see who ends up going from here, but I would probably be fine with either Davante Adams if he were to fall to us or Le'Veon Bell.
No, we have one pick.
I know, there's one pick left. I know. And Michael Thomas went, okay. So I think Davante Adams here is the easy selection.
So let's just put who's out there. So it's Davante Adams, Julio Jones, Odell.
Who would I be considering here? I would consider Le'Veon Bell just because I am getting higher and higher on the Jets running the Jets offense.
But yeah, there's Le'Veon Bell, Joe Mixon, James Conner. Really, I'm looking at the turnaround. A receiver and a running back is probably going to be gone. I'm fine with Bell or Conner.
Mm-hmm.
Even Dalvin Cook. At that spot, at the receiver spot, I'm actually fine with any of these guys, but I feel like Davante Adams is probably the best receiver in this class, that and Hopkins. So we're going to take Davante Adams, and hopefully there isn't back-to-back running backs taken in the next two picks.
Hopefully not.
And that I'm hoping that Le'Veon Ball falls there, but I'm okay taking, I'm fine with James Conner because I love James Conner. And I don't know if you saw the Steelers play this weekend. It kind of assures me that James Conner will be, on the field on third downs.
Yeah, I believe he's going to be the bell cow there. No, with no questions about that.
I think things have changed. If we end up with Bell and Davante Adams, that couldn't have been a better start.
Oh no, I would be fine with one.
I think Davante Bell is in that tier one group.
I would be fine with Bell, Mixon, or Conner with our second pick here.
About when you have multiple leagues? Uh-huh. With not trying to take the same players in the same leagues.
I want to try to have a couple different teams, a couple different strategies.
Or at least not try to, go after the same similar players. Because if you're screwed in one league,
you're screwed in the other.
You're screwed in the other.
But
this guy's taking forever.
But if you, on that other hand, if you take, different players and that team's not as good, but the other team you draft is really good, you could have had similar teams, then you bite yourself. But, it's all a guessing game. At the end of the day, you're most likely going to end up having people that draft differently in each league. No one drafts the same. Some do. Who the hell knows where Todd Gurley's going to go? In some leagues, he could go in the second round, late first. Some leagues...
Okay, Le'Veon Bell just went off the board, and Julio Jones. So I
think...
James Conner? I like James Conner over Joe Mixon, because I think that offense has... I want basically players on good teams and on good offenses.
I mean, that's fine. I think Mixon can still be really good this year. I think it's a toss-up. I don't think we can go wrong with either pick.
Let's just put out what else is available currently. So there's Mixon, Conner, Dalvin Cook, and Nick Chubb. To me, I think it's James Conner, Nick Chubb, Dalvin Cook, Joe Mixon.
I'm fine with either Mixon or Conner.
And then at receiver, we could have took Bell in the first and ended up with Tyreek Hill, Juju, or Odell, but I feel comfortable with Davante Adams as our receiver.
I've taken Tyreek Hill as my number two receiver in the second round a couple times.
So we have 30 seconds. Do we agree on James Conner?
I think James Conner's fine.
All right. I think James Conner, Davante Adams, I feel fairly confident in that grouping. Now in the third round, we have a long wait. We have till pick 29, and I believe that was 13.
Kelsey just went.
I'm hoping to get,
I like a
running back there, but we'll have to see. I don't mind taking three running backs before we take our second
receiver. I'd be fine with that, too. I would be fine with that as well.
Because we have the luxury of having an elite receiver, a top tier one receiver, which to me there's really only... Hopkins and Davante Adams are a whole other tier compared to the, Thomas and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. Antonio Brown, Patrick. Okay, so it went Jude. Well, okay, a couple players have went. Travis Kelce, Odell Beckham, Tyreek Hill, Juju, Patrick Mahomes, Antonio Brown. And then Joe Mixon fell.
Joe Mixon just went.
He went fairly late.
I think, and I don't want to jinx anything right now, but I think there's a good chance that we could end up with one of these top backs that are left.
Mm-hmm.
And I would be fine with right now Dalvin Cook. I'd be fine with Nick Chubb. I'd be fine with Kerryon Johnson.
Worst come scenario, we end up with Kerryon Johnson, basically.
I hope so. If Leonard Fournette's the best running back available, I would almost rather go receiver at that point. I don't know how
maybe. I think you're right because we could probably get Josh Jacobs in the fourth round.
Or even Chris Carson or one of those guys. I think I'd be fine with those as my two back.
So some guys on here extremely slow. So far, Joe Mixon went off, George Kittle, Zach Ertz, Amari Cooper. That's really early for Amari Cooper.
Nick Chubb. Hey, this falls right into our lap, man. It allows
Mike our Evans. Team to have a I would have took to Mike it. Evans over.
Oh, I would have taken Evans over Cooper too. I probably would have taken Evans over Ertz.
If
as well,
Mike Evans is there, that's where I would do a question. That's tough, you know, but I can't see Dalvin Cook falling. I still can't believe Dalvin Cook's still on the board.
We both have different draft strategies, even though I'm kind of getting closer to having a similar draft strategy as you.
Sure.
But I still believe in two things. You can get tight ends late, and you can get quarterbacks late.
And defense.
You stack up running backs as much as you can, and receiver depth, and, you know, you're set.
So, we like to use the sleeper rankings. Just the rankings. You don't have to go through a whole mock so that we can kind of compare on certain players.
Uh-huh.
Because there's certain players that have fallen. Dalvin Cook has yet to go.
Yeah, he's yet to go.
Devontae Freeman went ahead of Dalvin Cook.
I'm surprised.
Is there some news that happened something?
No, I just think there's some people that are higher on the Falcons offense.
If we get Dalvin Cook is our number two back.
I'd be him or Kerryon Johnson.
It's not going to happen. I can't see it happening, but there's three people ahead of us.
Somebody's going to take Mike Evans. Someone's going to take Melvin Gordon. Someone took Todd Gurley.
I think the auto-draft might. There's one team that's auto-drafting, and that's the only person I can see taking Melvin Gordon right now.
And they're auto-drafting back-to-back.
Where would you take Melvin Gordon?
Where would I take Melvin Gordon? I would be comfortable taking him as my third running back. Because if I as long as I have two really, really good stud running backs that I can start each week, and you have him essentially, yeah. Because if Melvin Gordon at some point comes back later in the year, he'd be great to have with a three running back. You know, you can throw him in the flex or, you know, any of that good stuff.
I think Dalvin Cook's going to be off board right here.
Well, don't jinx it.
Yep,
Mike.
He just got pulled. Because
you knew he was going to go. I'm still fine with Kerryon Johnson if we can end up with him. And like I said, if for some reason Fournette's our best bet, then, you know, maybe we take.
I would rather take Josh Jacobs over.
And Kerryon Johnson just went, so
let's look at the receiving core.
Because
we have another pick fairly around the corner.
I would almost want to take.
Mike Evans was there. I would have took him. We could take Thielen here and feel really confident with the receiving core. It is a PPR league.
I kind of want to take Julian Edelman here
over Adam Thielen.
I think now with Josh Gordon, Mike, listen, can I, you take,
go for it.
Why are we drafting together? Go for it. Okay. So my thing is now with Josh Gordon being back, that offense is going to be a lot more spread out. It's going to open up the field. Now Edelman won't be double teamed as much and he's going to get his targets. I think he's going to get a lot of volume. I still like Julian Edelman. I would take. If I were drafting, I would probably take Edelman. But
okay,
you can take whoever you want.
If we're disagreeing, we can look at the receiver position, see who comes back to us at 32.
I mean, there's a lot of good receivers as well. But I think
because there's a group of receivers I would take. We only have 30 seconds. There's Cooks, there's Diggs, there's Woods, there's Galladay, there's Kupp. So we could go out and get Josh Jacobs as our number two, or Chris Carson.
Yeah. So I think one of those guys will probably.
Who would you like to agree on?
You know what? Let's go with Josh Jacobs.
Okay, we'll go Josh Jacobs and see who comes back to us at 32. Melvin Gordon. Oh.
Because this guy's
we got both of them back. I still think Adam Thielen, to me, is a better receiver. Okay. And I trust Kirk Cousins more than Tom Brady.
That's fine. It's fine. Go with him.
I like this team. Next pick, though, our next two picks, probably going to have to be at the running back position.
The only thing that scared me about Thielen last year was the second half when he fell off. That's the only thing that scares me. I think Edelman, as long as he has Tom Brady's quarterback, he's Tom Brady's favorite target. And in a PPR league, he's going to get six, seven catches a game. And that alone is going to get him, you know, a decent point outage. You know, some weeks, what if Diggs, you know, gets, and maybe Dalvin Cook gets a couple, you know. I just think the Edelman has the safer floor, but the upside is with Thielen.
I can see that. I'm not too concerned with Thielen because if you look at the preseason game, Kirk Cousins has only targeted basically Thielen, which puts me at the Diggs. I'm scared for Diggs.
Mm-hmm.
So this next pick, I'm kind of hoping that either Sony Michel, David Montgomery, or you know Mark Ingram are the picks. I would also Chris Carson's not going to fall to us, but who are some players here the next few that you would be happy taking?
I'd be fine at this point with Damian Williams. Because I think he's our third back at this point. I'd be fine with him if he fell to us. I'd also be fine with Chris Carson. I'd also be fine with Mark Ingram. And I think that's where I would. After that, I would probably be trying to take a receiver.
You wouldn't want Sony Michel or David Montgomery?
I think that one of those guys could fall to us.
Okay, I can see because we have a quick turnaround.
Yes.
I would prefer to take two running backs here at 49 at 52.
Well, Chris Carson just went, so, and Aaron Jones.
If Sony Michel's there and we get David Montgomery on the turn,
yeah,
I would like that.
I'd be good too. But I think also look at the receivers that are there, and I think you can maybe get Woods and Montgomery.
I think Woods will be gone though by the time our and picks
if,
there.
Okay, I'll put it this way. If
you get TY as your number three.
If Woods is there when we come up with this first pick, we should take him. Sure. Because I do not believe he will be there. So we'll see how it all plays out. Damian Williams.
I mean Kenny Galladay and even Cooper Kupp are also good options too.
Yeah. I'd feel better about Robert Woods than I would probably about Sony Michel. I think Robert Woods would be a more consistent wide receiver too he'd be our third receiver. A more consistent flex play than Sony Michel. I think the Patriots
You are a lot less high on Sony Michel than I am. I'm a lot higher than him.
I think he's
too cheap.
I think if you can get him in the fifth round, that's great value. But I don't know that I would take him in the fourth. And that's just my thing.
Sure.
And we'll see who ends up coming. Deshaun Watson.
Just to get
Ingram.
An idea at the tight end position to see what's available. Evan Ingram's there. OJ Howard, Hunter Henry, Jared Cook, Vance McDonald. You know,
I'd be fine waiting until like the 9th, 10th round to grab Njoku or McDonald.
I'm actually starting to believe the hype on Jared Cook a little more. So if he's there in the 7th or 8th round, I wouldn't be. He's probably going to be gone, but mm-hmm. I'd be fine taking him there.
Okay. So you got the last pick, right, with Thielen, right?
So sure.
I'm not saying we can't agree on a couple picks, but at the same time, if you're just going to draft Thielen, then we should have done separate teams. But I think that we can, you know, we can
agree to disagree.
We can agree to disagree, and that's fine.
Well, I mean, we decided to take a running back instead and see who fell to us. And the guy ended up taking back-to-back running backs.
Yeah.
So actually ended up being a good pick that we went running back.
Exactly. And I do like Josh Jacobs.
I would prefer to build out our running back, but it is a full PPR.
And Duke Johnson. Holy crap. Some of these guys are getting overdrafted.
This is a full PPR.
I know, league. But still. Man.
Yeah, he's going a lot higher than anticipated. He's going in the... He just went in the fifth round.
There's still... For me, there's still two receivers that I would be perfectly okay taking...
In a full PPR,
I think Galladay is going to get a lot of volume there.
That's why I'm saying Galladay. I don't know. Robert Woods is a great option as a third receiver.
Yes,
you can't go wrong. If he falls there, I'm going to be like
we're going to be ecstatic.
Pretty happy. I like this team.
I love this team so far.
I would have liked to have a better number. I like Josh Jacobs a lot, but if there was a better option at that point,
I would have. I don't know. We could have taken Chris Carson, but...
Oh, no. I like Josh Jacobs more than Chris
but
Carson.
But I think that the odds that we... Woods just went right now.
Woods just went.
So that's fine. That'll make
our... So Galladay... Oh, he just went. Okay, this makes it easier. Then. Yeah.
We're probably going to end up with a running back here. We'll probably end up taking Michelle if he falls
Or David Montgomery. Who do you feel higher on?
I'm a little bit higher on Montgomery than Michelle.
Okay,
that's fine. Because I just think that in that backfield, you never know who's going to be week to week. I think Montgomery's going to be the bell cow. I
mean, and he just fucking went.
And of course he did.
You want to go Sony Michelle?
Yeah, I guess it was between those two. So yeah, let's take
Sony Michelle. And then we'll see who comes back to us at the receiver position.
And hopefully, I was hoping for Godwin.
I don't want Alshon Jeffrey. Tyler Lockett, I'm okay with in a PPR league.
Let me see the running backs here, because there's a lot. There is still a lot of good, solid.
I would take Lockett over all these guys.
Yeah, I would say so. But I mean, I like Miles Sanders too, but I think Tyler Lockett's the pick.
Yeah, there. Tyler Lockett. So far, our team is. I like our team. We're doing a good job.
We're doing a solid
James
job.
James Conner, Josh Jacobs, Davante Adams, Adam Thielen, Sony Michel, Tyler Lockett. I would like to start getting some like our running our receivers, somebody who gets a lot of production or a lot, you know, receptions. Like D.D. Westbrook would be a good option here.
How many running backs do we have so far? We have three. Right? Okay. Yeah, I'd be fine.
We definitely need another running back.
We do need another running back, but I would say right now
Philip Lindsay's. Oh, I didn't even.
I'd be fine taking a Murray. I'd be fine taking a
Miles Sanders if he's there. I would take him.
Yeah, if he's there, yeah, but I'm not sure that he will be.
Yeah, I don't.
He's been going in the sixth.
I think he just left. Did he just go?
No, he hasn't yet. Marlon Mack, guys, Alshon.
Well, looking
Jeffrey,
a little further down, man, Durin Thompson's already up here.
I'm saying there's a lot of guys like Breida and those guys that I'd be fine taking later. I think you can get, you know, you can take
your. The problem is Matt Breida's already coming up, like going further down. He's probably going to be the receiving back out of that backfield over Coleman.
And Josh Gordon just went.
Yeah, I don't know. AJ Green is still there, too. And he could be our number four receiver.
Sterling Shepard just went.
We also got to look at that tight end position. Evan Ingram. Ooh, if Evan Ingram's there, I would take him there.
Okay. Yeah, I'd be fine. Ingram is where I would probably be okay with taking if
he's
he fell.
He's probably
to us
not
right
going to be there, though.
He probably won't be there.
And looking at that quarterback spot, Matt Ryan's still. Aaron Rodgers is still there. Jesus Christ.
I would be fine with taking Rodgers in the seventh round.
I think there's a lot of quarterbacks left, though.
I know. But if there's four quarterbacks I'm high on this year.
Did you see Dax rated higher than Drew Brees?
I mean, I don't know. Should he not be?
Oh, no, but going looking at ADP, Dak's going after Drew Brees. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Okay, so there's some, you know, Tyler Boyd left, Josh Gordon's gone, Sterling Shepard, Kerryon Drake, Philip Lindsay. I would have took Philip Lindsay over Kerryon Drake.
You keep calling him Kerryon. It's Kenyon Drake.
Kenyon. I don't know why I call him Kerryon. Sorry.
Because you're thinking of Kerryon Johnson, but it's all right.
So Evan Ingram is who I want. I wouldn't mind taking OG Howard, but Evan Ingram would be the player here.
Evan Ingram just went.
And he just went.
So we got five picks.
We could go quarterback here if Aaron Rodgers is still available.
I honestly wouldn't. I've heard a lot more good news lately about AJ Green possibly coming back.
Oh, is he still available?
He's still there.
We could go AJ Green and see if Aaron Rodgers falls to the next pick and then go later on tight end, get like a Njoku or.
Because I think our running back is pretty set right now. We got Josh Jacobs, we got three. James Conner. We got three solid running backs that'll probably stay healthy. I think we can get.
This is also a 10-team league, so we can also, if we're, there's going to be players in free agency or later in the draft.
Yeah.
We could take that chance.
Jared Goff just went.
Yeah, I think we should. I'm thinking we should go Aaron Rodgers here and then and see if AJ Green falls to us. Because Aaron Rodgers is injured. He's going to play. So we can get instant value.
I think that's true. I just don't know that AJ Green. Well, AJ Green could.
He
fall.
Could be. There's only two picks between that and their next one. Yeah. I really like this team.
I just don't. It just throws me off that this team is auto pick. So we got to keep that in mind.
Yeah, they're gonna go highest value though. So if Matt Ryan goes here, then Aaron Rodgers would be the next pick. AJ Green. There's quarterback. There's receivers between us and that. You see there's three, so I think we'll be fine.
Yeah. Hunter Henry.
So there is one team between us, between our two picks, that is auto pick, so
it's kinda gonna throw us off a little bit, but Mike's used to that. He did that a lot in his draft yesterday, so
I can't believe we're gonna get hopefully Aaron Rodgers.
I hope I'd be fine. Honestly, I'd be a.
I would take Aaron Rodgers because he has the high.
No, I'm saying I would take Aaron Rodgers, but I'm saying if he went, I would still maybe be fine taking Carson Wentz here too.
I would wait on Carson Wentz.
I just don't know that he would come back
to us. I would probably go AJ Green if he doesn't get drafted over.
Okay. All right.
We could also look at that running back position still.
How about this? Let's wait and see who goes in the next three picks, and then we'll
start. Miles Sanders is still there.
I think if I were drafting right now, I'd be looking to take Rodgers if he's there, and then either Miles Sanders or AJ Green on the back end. And I think I'm fine with our wide receiver core right now. I would actually be fine taking Miles Sanders.
Yeah, I agree. I think our receiving core is pretty deep.
We got Adams, we got Thielen, and we got Lockett. And I like all those three guys.
Oh, what's going on?
I don't know.
It's going to auto-pick for this person if they don't pick here.
Yeah, I'm starting to
get a little sweaty because we're hoping that we steal Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
If it's auto-pick, though, it'll go to Matt Ryan because he's rated higher for whatever reason on ESPN.
O.J. Howard just went?
I would have been fine taking O.J. Howard, too.
Okay.
The thing is, I feel like with a 10-team
Jared league, Cook just went, Jesus, we're going to end up with Aaron freaking Rodgers or Matt Ryan.
Well, AJ Green, too. If those quarterbacks are gone, Sanders, we could just take Sanders and wait on Sanders and then get AJ Green and then wait on that quarterback position.
It's up to you.
Okay, Coleman went, so we get freaking Aaron Rodgers here.
Okay.
And so, are we hoping for Sanders?
I'm hoping for Sanders.
And he's there.
He's there. Take him. This has been a good
draft. That's been a really good draft. Really
good draft so far.
Aaron Rodgers, Connor, Josh Jacobs,
Devontae Adams, Adam Thielen. If you can get Aaron Rodgers or Matt Ryan in the 7th or 8th round, you jump on that shit.
Yeah, ASAP. We basically got Aaron Rodgers the back of
the back of the 8th round. 8th round. Yep. Essentially, Matt Ryan just went and Ridley right in front of him.
I'm just curious to see how these other teams look.
I'm looking.
That's a terrible team.
I'm thinking. Go back to our team so I can look at it real quick.
There you go.
So I'm liking right now our starting lineup set. The only position we haven't drafted yet is tight end.
Which we could look at this if
we could look at.
I have a feeling they're all going to be gone.
But if we can get like a Vance McDonald or a David Njoku,
I mean, worst comes worst, we end up with Delanie.
Walker. I'd be fine with. I've always been fine with Delanie Walker. I had him. I actually drafted him in my rookies league last year, and he got hurt week one, and I was really disappointed. My team could have been really good. He had a huge week one too, but
worst comes to worst, if we don't have a very good tight end, I think having Aaron Rodgers kind of makes up.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
For that.
It's the same thing if you take, like, a Mahomes, you know, getting a shittier tight end, you're
where
okay with that.
I'm curious to know where did Patrick Mahomes go in the first?
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes went in second. Second round. 2-7 right here.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's a pretty good spot, though,
for him. I mean, that's solid.
I want to know where the next quarterback went. Deshaun Watson was the next quarterback, and he went in the 4th round.
The earliest Dan I would Baker. Take Mahomes if he fell would be the 3rd round, the beginning of the
3rd. Yeah,
round.
I would take him in the 3rd if he was there.
But I
just cuz it's just take a, him in the it's a head round. Start having him as your quarterback, and then you probably end up having a receiver and a running back.
AJ Green just went.
That's okay.
Drew Brees, Austin Hooper.
One thing that I've been focusing on is trying not to get players who are already hurt.
Yeah.
But him was kind of a premium because he would have been our 4th receiver.
Yeah.
So at this point, I think a tight end and probably another receiver might be something we might look at.
I would say there's two tight ends that they're there in our next pick that I would take, and that's Vance McDonald and Njoku.
We're gonna have an opportunity to take Lamar Jackson probably one of our later picks.
Hopefully, I think we could get him. I think we can go tight end and receiver or running back best value and then go backup quarterback.
I think we can go backup quarterback right before we have to draft a kicker.
You think?
Yeah, I think one of those later rounds.
I just think someone will probably take Lamar Jackson.
If they take him, we go get.
That's fine. We got Aaron Rodgers. Yeah.
We're just looking.
Austin Eckler just went.
Yeah, Eckler. That's a good spot for him. DD Westbrook's probably the person I'm looking at. What do you think?
Yeah, I'd be fine with Didi.
I'm also trying to draft people who are not on my other team. We've already taken two, and I'm like trying to stop. So I don't mind taking him. Robbie Anderson has an injury, so I'm kind of getting off of him right now.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Tyreek Cohen, we do have... No, we didn't take Montgomery. He was taken. That's right. I wouldn't mind it, but I don't know.
Tom Brady just went.
That's really early for Tom Brady. I can't believe we got
Aaron Rodgers. This is what we want.
I know. I can't believe... Oh, Bears D just went.
Bears D, Robbie Anderson. All these players going before the players we want. This is a good thing.
I still can't believe we got Aaron Rodgers. So that's
It sucks that Vance already went because he would have been another option. Now we got to hope Njoku falls to us.
I don't mind not taking Njoku.
Or not taking Njoku, but I mean,
I think we go, at this point, since Vince McDonald, we go pick another position and then see who's at 92.
I would be fine. I would honestly be fine taking Rashad Penny, too. I've been really high on him. I think he has a chance. That they're going to run so much. Sure.
Would you take him over D.D. Westbrook in a
considering how deep our wide receiver core is and that you can never have enough running backs? Yes.
The thing is, though, Rashad Penny is probably the anti-PPR back.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Where we could probably get Matt Breida in a round or two later.
Okay.
Would be my only thing. We could take... D.D. Westbrook is made for this. Even Christian Kirk... So, let's see what other running backs are available while we're waiting. I mean, no one wants to take Royce Freeman because he's not made for that.
No.
Tariq Cohen wouldn't be the worst thing.
Didi and Terry just went. So, okay, this is why I'm trying to give us other options because.
Well, I would probably take. Goes. I mean, we could take Peyton Barber. He's as boring as it gets, but he's going to be the starter.
If I were picking right now, I would probably go either Rashad Penny or Njoku.
Yeah, I think we probably end up going to Njoku. I still don't
know. And LeSean McCoy just went, so I think the easy pick right here is Njoku.
Yeah. I just want to see real quick.
I mean, Marvin Jones, and maybe we could take Marvin Jones.
I think we get him on the next pick.
Yeah.
If he's gone, he's gone. Yeah, let's go to Njoku.
Carson Wentz just went, and Will Fuller. So we can wind up with Marvin Jones.
Yeah, let's take Marvin Jones. All right. And then probably looking just to get better depth at that running back position.
Honestly, Darwin
Thompson's going to probably be there.
Maybe could have taken Latavius Murray. He's another guy I've been
around lately. Yeah, I agree. Latavius Murray. Okay, Matt so Breida, I'm thinking Darwin we could put Derwin Thompson. Well, Derwin Thompson's also going to be a PPR back.
Kalen Ballage, Tony Pollard.
I think we should target Breida, who just left. No. He didn't. Latavius Murray just went. Breida or Thompson.
Okay. Manuel Sanders just went as well.
He is a PPR
receiver. No, he is a PPR. Monster. No, that makes sense. He's actually another guy I thought maybe we could have taken over Marvin Jones, but I am concerned just a tad bit about him re-aggravating that injury.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Marvin Jones is a safer bet. And I think he didn't have a bad year last year.
Kyler Murray just went off the board. See what happens.
So right now, our team's looking like Aaron Rodgers. We got James Conner, Josh Jacobs, Davante Adams, Adam Thielen. We just took Njoku. We have Sony Michel, who we got a couple rounds back. Got Lockett, got Sanders, got Jones. I like our depth at running back a lot right now, actually. I think we have four.
We have seven bench spots. That's a lot.
And yeah, see, that's why I was asking how many bench spots we were
having. I thought we were having five.
No. That's why I asked.
I think if Derwin Thompson's there, Breida, that if we can get both, I would take both.
Yeah.
I don't know if we'll be there. Someone just took a kicker.
Yep. Mike, stop getting upset about it, dude. These are all good things for a team. I encourage people to take kickers and defenses early because that drops players more for me.
Sure.
And I love it. Never, ever take a kicker early. Ever. Or a defense. Ever.
Let's see what happened here.
Ever do it. Unless you want to lose in all your leagues, don't do it. Because you will regret it.
Let's see.
Kareem. And I love it. Another defense, Kareem Hunt. Guys that aren't even going to play. This is also insanely awesome.
We don't need another receiver, though.
This is awesome. This draft could not have gone with a any bunch of morons. Better. Yes. Naeem Hines, Rashad Penny. Dude, we're at this point, we're guaranteed to have a solid pick. We can go Samuel. We could go Peyton Barber here. Hell, I'd be fine with taking Michael Gallup or Kiki Kuti as well.
I think we should work on that running back, though.
Okay, so like I said...
We just took a receiver.
Hopefully Peyton Barber falls. Actually, you know what? I'd be fine with Barber or Breida here.
Personally, I think Breida or Thompson, then Barber, if Barber's still...
Okay, all right.
Because I just think that his... He's going to get opportunity. He's just not very good. He's terrible running back.
So we're going to look to get... What, you think he's a terrible running back? I think
Barber's terrible.
I think he's a good running back. I just think his situation last year without Winston for half the year was shitty. I think if they actually give him the opportunity and don't keep trying to put pound Ronald Jones down our throats, I think Peyton Barber could be a top 15 running back this year. I really do.
I mean, he had the
Tampa Bay offense has a chance to low-key.
But would you rather get Darwin Thompson or Peyton Barber?
I would rather have Darwin Thompson, but not this early.
The good thing is, though, I would say this early. He was going the ninth, and this is a full PPR league.
I understand.
This is the perfect league.
I just think for sure you're getting a starting running back in Peyton Barber. You don't. Darwin Thompson could be something, but Damian Williams is probably the starter.
How about Matt Breida?
I'd be fine with taking Breida. I think Matt Breida is. I'll put it this way: Breida, Barber, Thompson in that order, and that's how I would go.
Okay, he just left.
Peyton Barber, good. Yeah. So that makes our decision a lot easier.
I'm hoping we can get Breida and Thompson.
We're going to get one of them, and I would say right now...
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll take...
Let's take Breida.
Let's take Breida right here.
And then take Thompson, hopefully, on the turn.
Dak Prescott just went.
Yeah, we got Crowder Thompson.
At Thompson on the back.
Oh, jeez, this is a good team.
We are killing this draft, man.
So we have two spots left, a defense and a kicker. I'm probably looking at the Cowboys defense at one of our last picks. They'll probably still be available. They're playing the Giants and then I think the Redskins. Really, we're just looking for the first two weeks, and then after that, we're looking at a different defense. So, I mean, at this point, we're probably looking at a backup quarterback. Russell Wilson, Lamar Jackson's still there. Would you take him here? Or Russell Wilson?
You know... I think if Wilson falls, he's damn good value.
Yeah.
But I still think Lamar Jackson's upside running ability.
Should we, if both are available, should we just take a different position? Maybe.
I think on our pick coming up, I mean, we got 8 picks left, but
no,
I'm thinking, I was hoping, honestly, that Curtis Samuel or QT or one of those guys.
I mean, Pettis is there. His ADP is... Oh, he just left.
That's just left. You gotta stop. You gotta stop saying this. You're jinxing us.
At this point, there's maybe John Brown, Deebo Samuel as a later pick. I would just probably take...
I would rather take a Singletary or... Or Pollard. Actually, you know what? Right now, I would probably take Pollard. I think starting Cowboys running back, if he ends up starting week one somehow, which I don't believe he will... But if he...
We can always cut him.
I still think there's a chance he could get involved in the passing game. And he could be a PPR threat that we can start.
Now, looking at it, we only have 4 receivers. We could go in, get another receiver.
I think I'd be
fine.
I'd be fine with John Brown later on. I'd be fine with DK Metcalf later on. I'd be fine with Anthony Miller. I think we can get...
Russell Wilson if he's there?
If Russell Wilson's there, yes, let's take him.
I always like taking 2 quarterbacks. I don't care.
Even though we have Aaron Rodgers, yeah. But we could end up having 2 top 5 quarterbacks.
Do they have separate buys? Oh, he was taken.
He just went.
Should we take Lamar? I say we take Lamar.
And then we can take a running back or a receiver.
Receiver.
Okay. Yeah, let's aim for Lamar and then Marquez Valdez-Scantling
right now. Okay, where'd he go? Oh, wrong. All right, Lamar.
Come on, don't drop. And then Jordan Madison just went. So perfect. MBS right there. I would say take DeSean Jackson.
Oh,
for his injury that happened today, I would say he'd be a perfect.
So now we're probably looking at that kicker position than defense, but we're probably going to end up with Mace, look, by the time we draft, I'm going to assume it'll be around where Mason Crosby's at.
I think we could.
I would like to get Gold or a better kicker.
There's been a lot of kickers taken early already. I think there's a chance we could end up with gold, or
I think
I'd be fine with Fairburn too for Houston.
I would take Chiefs, no, kicker, and then gold.
No, in that order, yeah, of course. But I'm saying, I think if a kicker is to go this early before us, it'll be Bucher.
Come on.
I've ended up with Gostkowski. I've ended up with Gold. I've ended up with, I think I actually ended up with Vinatieri and a couple.
Patriots defense just went. Why would you take the Chargers kicker over? No, but
I don't know. To be honest, no idea. So people are very, very high on the Chargers offense, I guess. Thinking he's going to kick a lot of extra points. Oh, we got him. We're on the clock. Bucher.
Done. And then defense, now we're probably looking. I like the Cowboys first 2 weeks, so
I would be fine taking them.
Why would the Chiefs be ahead of the Cowboys in this?
All right, let's take the Cowboys defense. Yeah.
Let's take it. Well,
or the Broncos.
No, I don't like the first 2 weeks, and then they also have to play the Chiefs.
Yeah, that's right. We stream defenses. So our draft ends up pretty damn well. I like our team a lot. If I ended up with a team like this, I'd be pretty happy with it.
Yeah, I'm happy we took more receivers. The only question here is, and I guess buys don't really matter, but we have Devontae Adams on a buy, so is Lockett, and so is MVS. But we ended up with Marvin Jones as a week five buy, so that worked. I guess that'll be
fine. That is the one thing, and that I don't think we talk about it enough in these things.
I don't care about the buys.
In one of my leagues, I don't have to worry about it. I can cut guys, you know, waiver wire. But in my dad's league, I do have to be a little observant because we don't, if there's two guys that have a same bye week and I'm in danger of not having someone to play week 4 and 8, then I'm screwed. Mm-hmm. But I still think there's a lot of depth in a lot of the positions to where I think I can draft how I want to draft and still be fine.
So just looking at our team, just to go over, Aaron Rodgers, James Conner, Josh Jacobs, Devontae Adams, Adam Thielen, David Njoku, Sony Michel, Cowboys defense, Harrison Butler. That's right now looking at like our starting lineup. My only question would be Josh Jacobs week one versus Denver. If there's a better matchup, we might want to take a look at that. But also on our bench, we have Tyler Lockett, Miles Sanders, Marvin Jones, Matt Breida, Darwin Thompson, Lamar Jackson, MVS.
I would honestly be perfectly fine playing Matt Breida over Sony Michel. I think if he's a starter week one.
Again, if he's starter, but I don't think we're going to know that until game time. And he might never be the starter, but he's going to get half the carries, in my opinion.
And again, and like I said, with a favorable matchup, I like his matchup over
Michel. I'm okay with Sony Michel playing just because of the league we're in. Okay. So it's a full PPR, and they're going to use Sony Michel a lot in the passing downs, a little more than James White.
You think?
Well, that's from the report. Maybe not as much as James White. They're going to use him more. And it's also the flex play. So I think we're fine week one. Let's see who we're playing.
We get Team Lance. No, that's our division.
Let's see. So Team Slappy matchup.
I don't know what you did.
Is brought to you ad free. Okay. Oh, so wow. He has Patrick Mahomes, and then he has Zeke. Devontae Freeman, I do not like his receivers at all.
No,
he has Sammy Watkins and Robbie Anderson, who's injured. Austin Hooper, I like our tight end better. He has Chris Carson, which I like. I like his running backs. I just don't like, I just don't like his receiving core. We're projected to lose by 3, but things can change within a week. He took Robbie Gould as his kicker. So I think the quarterback position, he probably has Patrick Mahomes is probably going to be it's going to be better than Aaron Rodgers week one because Aaron Rodgers are playing the Bears defense.
Yeah.
He's playing, I think, the Cardinals week one.
Cardinals, yeah.
Mahomes
is playing
Jacksonville. No, Jacksonville. It's still Patrick Mahomes, though. Hopefully Zeke doesn't play week one.
Well, I feel the same as Aaron Rodgers still.
Yeah.
I think the only area where he for sure has us is
Probably the number two back.
Is his number two back.
But our receiving core, our number two receivers better than both his receivers, starting receivers.
But if Zeke plays week one, he's got two favorable matchups on that.
I think we have a heads up on the receiving end of things. But looking at his bench, he's probably, I don't know, he has really good running backs. I would probably, he's probably going to end up starting Emmanuel Sanders over Robbie Anderson, but you don't even know what that's going to produce. So we'll, what we'll do is next week we'll go through our team on who we're starting based off of matchups, and you know if there's any players that go higher or lower, they get, you know, win a starting job that are free agents, we'll look at those as well. But with that, we'll end the podcast. Keep checking us out.
Keep checking us out. Amateur Fan Pod on Twitter. Amateur Fanboy on Instagram,
and we're gonna
Instagram, Facebook now.
After we post this, we're gonna share our team on our Twitter account, so yeah. We have conversations on
and,
there.
And we will we'll put up a poll, and we'll put up A, B, C, D grades, and see what you guys think.
With that, we'll end it. Bye,
bye, guys.